Welcome to the Maplewood Nazarene Podcast. Our faith family meets at 110 Longview Avenue in Springfield, Ohio on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. At Maplewood, we're learning to love God and learning to love others. For more information, visit our website at maplewoodnazarene.org or find us on Facebook. Now, it's time for this week's message.
I'm going to go back to the 23rd Psalm again this morning. It's really been... This psalm has really been speaking to me this year for some reason, and I don't know why, but starting at verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It's beautiful. I just love that. And if we didn't do anything else, I think we'd have church already. But I guess I got to speak. That's why I'm here. All right, guys, we have a reputation. We have a reputation. And now I'm just talking to the men this morning, okay? So I'm glad Pastor Joe showed up because he got to hear this. I'm just talking to the men this morning. We have a reputation for not asking for directions when we get lost. Amen. You know, we're driving along somewhere, and we know we should have got to where we should be an hour ago, and we're still driving. We're still driving. We're not even close to where we're supposed to be. We're just going along, you know. And we don't want to ask. We don't want to ask for directions. We can figure it out. We can figure it out. I mean, after all, we're men, right? We can figure it out. All right. We can figure this out. We know what road we're supposed to be on. We know where we're supposed to be going. We don't need any help. And GPS, really? Really? GPS? Do we really need some computer telling us where to go and how to drive? And you know...
The answer is yes.
But I think that there was a reason they put a woman's voice on GPS. That way, the men ain't going to listen to it. And you know, if you ask any wife, does your husband always listen to you? You know, we got this. We got this. We can do it without any help. We can figure it out. Just be quiet and leave me alone, and I'll get there. Right? We can all joke about that. And we do, right? But not asking for directions has probably led to a few arguments, right? Your wife's right behind you. Be careful. It's probably led to some longer trips, a lot more gas used, and some very lost people. Very lost people. But we can be stubborn, right? We can be stubborn. Isn't that how we are? I mean, we're a stubborn bunch. People are stubborn. Now, I'm bringing the ladies back into this, right? Because ladies, you can be stubborn too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got an exit right here if I need it. We're a stubborn bunch. And you know, the 23rd Psalm starts out saying, "The Lord is my shepherd." And I think that is so fitting because I haven't been around sheep very much, but I've heard they're not too bright. They're not too bright. They need a shepherd to guide them. Well, guess what we need? We need a shepherd to guide us. And compared to God, we're not too bright either sometimes. All the time, maybe. Compared to God, we don't always make the smartest decisions. We can get way off track. And is that because we're not allowing God to lead us along the right path? We're not allowing him to lead us along the right paths. You know, I surrender all, right? We got to surrender. We got to allow him. You know, we're going along and we're turning left when he's told us to turn right. We turn right when he tells us to go left. We keep on going when he says stop. Stop. We're just sitting still when he's saying go. Think about it. Our knowledge compared to our Almighty God is very limited. It's very limited. But sometimes we still want to do it on our own. Sometimes we just want to take control. And you know, I think the 23rd Psalm, the third proverb starting at verse 6 really addresses this a little bit. My son, do not, starting at verse 1, I'm sorry. My glasses are getting glares and I'm not seeing things. Starting at verse 1, my son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life for many years and bring you peace and prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. You will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. Lean not on your own understanding. Submit to him. In all your ways, submit to him. Well, that's pretty easy, isn't it? That's pretty easy. Come on now. Submitting to God is the best way to live our lives. But we still resist. We can still resist. Sometimes we just don't want to hear it. Sometimes we want to do it our way. We want to do it our way. And there are different reasons for this. You know, we go through times when we're just too stubborn to submit. Anybody here stubborn? Oh, okay. Now, those of you who did not raise your hand.
I'm just too stubborn to
admit. There you go. That's a different message. Sometimes we can just be too stubborn. Our stubbornness keeps us from submitting. We just don't want to do it. We just want to do it our way. Sometimes, maybe the path he's leading us down, we just don't feel qualified for. We don't have the tools and skills involved. I can relate to that one. I barely passed my public speaking class in school. Barely. I'm an introvert. I do not like being in front of people. God said, preach. Whew. Anyway, we might have had an argument, but sometimes submitting to God won't take us down the path we want to go. It won't take us down the right we want to go. We want to go here, and he's saying, no, go here. Sometimes it may lead to suffering. Sometimes we may have to suffer in the path that he takes us down. And that's not always good. He's not causing us to suffer, but he knows that path will lead us to suffering. And I think Jesus experienced that in his time on this earth, right? He came to this earth to die a very painful and brutal death to redeem his creation. Think about that. He did it for us, for you, for me. He didn't want the experience of the pain. He didn't want to experience death, but he knew it was necessary to redeem us. He knew he had to go to that cross. Yet he still asked the Father, if there's any way we could do this another way, so can we do something different? You know, as he prayed in that garden in Luke 22, he said, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done. Not my will. And I think that's one of the things that's the hardest thing to pray right there. Not my will, but yours. Even in that very dark moment as he was praying in the garden, Jesus had to submit to the Father. He had to submit to the Father. He asked the Father to take this cup away. But out of love for his creation, the Father said no. The Father said no. You know, we get upset when God doesn't answer our prayers our way. Jesus prayed to his Father. Is there another way? Just going to leave it at that. But his horrible death forever changed our lives.
Amen.
Forever changed our lives in our direction. He paid a debt that we could never pay. It's not something I could do. I couldn't give myself salvation. I can't bring salvation to any of you. And you can't do it for me. Jesus did it for all of us. He submitted to the Father. Even in the face of suffering, he submitted to the Father. And as Christians, we're called to submit like Christ submitted. We're called to submit no matter what we're facing, be it an easy journey or a hard journey. We're called to submit, and not just when God's will seems to line up with ours. All right? You know, yeah, God, I'll do this if you call me into that, but don't call me into that because I don't want to do that. You ever had that discussion with God?
Yes.
Don't take me down that road. I don't want to do that, but I'll submit to you in all ways this way. Sometimes we got to submit to God even when it doesn't feel good.
Amen.
You know, it may feel good to give to alabaster offering. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing. But what if he asks you to give more and it doesn't feel good? What if you got to miss a meal tomorrow because he asked you to give more?
Yes.
That might not feel good, but what if he asked you to do that? Would you submit? Would you submit? And sometimes we got to submit to God even if it means we're not going to get a lot of recognition or praise. Think about that. Sometimes we want to do things that we know are right for the wrong reasons. You know, I was just reading, and I can't think of the king's name. Is in 2 Chronicles, I was just reading this morning. It said he did what was right for God, but his heart wasn't with God. We can do things that are right. You know, we can give to this charity, that charity, show up to church, sing the songs all the time, but if our heart isn't in it, maybe we're not doing it for the right reasons. We're not doing it for God. We're not doing it for his name's sake. We're doing it for our own name's sake because we're trying to get the recognition. We're trying to get that recognition. You know, and I think sometimes, you know, when I'm preaching, I can see where it would be very easy to try and do this for myself. Okay, I'm a pastor and I'm admitting something to you. I'm not saying I do, because I get very, very frustrated with myself when someone comes up and says, oh, that was a really good message, Pastor, or thank you. And it's like, okay, I appreciate that, but here to hear him, not me. Okay? If you don't remember my name after today, that's fine. Remember his word. But we got to submit no matter what. And that's what Jesus also asked us to do. And I know. Jesus submitted, but he was Jesus. He was Jesus. He was fully God. Yes, he was fully man, but he was also fully God. So it's far easier for him to submit to the Father than it is for us, right? Oh, we got some different opinions on that. That's good. Jesus had an advantage. That's what we think sometimes. He had an advantage. And yes, he did. He had the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit had descended on him like a dove. But don't we have the Holy Spirit also?
Yes.
Don't we have the Holy? I mean, you know, somewhere in the Bible it says the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in Phoenix, Arizona. No? Only lives in pastors.
Nope.
Only lives in missionaries.
Nope.
Oh, no, it doesn't say that. It says the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you.
Amen.
And me.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
So guess what? We got the same advantage Jesus did in submitting to the Father. We have the same advantage, the gift of the Holy Spirit. Yet we still resist sometimes, don't we? We have the same advantage. We don't have to live by the flesh anymore. But there'll be times that we do. We can now live by the Spirit. But there'll be times that we don't. Come on now, we all have our moments where we fall short, don't we? I know I do. More than I can count sometimes. But God is still there to lift us up and not beat us down. He's given us the power to live by the Spirit. And He wants us to live by the Spirit and to do His will and to go down the right paths for His name's sake. There'll still be times when we're more fleshy. And there'll be times when the Holy Spirit is shining through our lives. Sometimes it may seem like there's a gray area. Right? We think we're doing something for God, but man, well, maybe I'm doing it for me. And sometimes it's very, very clear when I'm doing wrong. Sometimes it's very, very clear. And I think the Bible definitely helps us with this stuff, right? You know, it's usually maybe pretty obvious, but sometimes, you know, we need a little help. And I think Galatians 5, starting at verse 19, really helps us with this. The acts of the flesh are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft. Okay, we all got those pretty good. You know, we know if we see something like that in the church, we know, oh, that's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong. But I think in the world in which we live right now, there are some things, a couple of the next words that he uses, maybe worming their way into the church without us realizing it. Hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, you know, those are kind of making inroads a little bit. Not here, not here, okay? Maplewood, you're good, not here, okay? We don't have that problem here, right? I warn you, as I did before, those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Sometimes we read them fast like that. We should probably read them a little slower. Love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. The acts of the flesh can lead us down paths of darkness. They can lead us down the wrong paths. They can lead us away from Christ. The fruit of the Spirit leads us along the right paths. The fruits of the Spirit may, you know, they're going to lead us closer to Jesus. To help us go deeper with Jesus. That's what it's all about. You know, the acts of the flesh, the one I see sometimes making some inroads into the church, the big C church, is hatred. And I say that because some of the people that I know that I'm friends with on Facebook, some of the things they post, they're in church every Sunday, and then I see something they post, I'm like, wow. That's nasty. That's horrible. That's mean. But the fruit of the Spirit, that love, when we let that shine through our hearts, that's totally different. That'll drown out anything going on. That'll keep out the evil spirits from our churches, right? That'll keep out the works of the flesh, the acts of the flesh. Love may not be easy, right? The fruits of the Spirit may not always be easy. Love is not always easy. Anybody here, don't point at me. Anybody here know somebody you just can't love? It's really hard to love. We all know people. We all have people in our lives that are really difficult to love. Really difficult to love. But the Holy Spirit does not leave us hanging. He's right there at our side at all times. He's helping us to love when we can't love. He's helping us to find joy when we just can't find joy. And peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The Holy Spirit is right here to help us, to guide us along the right paths. But we must submit. We must submit to God. We must submit to the Holy Spirit, not try and do it our way.
Amen.
Surrender all, right? It's a beautiful song, beautiful song. I asked Pastor Vicki if they could sing that this morning because you sure don't want to hear me sing it. Jesus might want to hear me sing it, but y'all don't. Okay? Just going to say. We must allow the Holy Spirit to have free reign in our lives. You know, when I was in jail ministry, this is something that God really taught me. He taught me to love people, one, right? Some people that are very difficult to love because of what they've done. But the other thing, he taught me about submission. Submitting to the Holy Spirit. Because I found out the few times I went in there with Ed's agenda, I know what these guys need to hear tonight. I know what I'm going to tell them tonight. And they're going to hear it, and it's going to change their lives. Guess what? They didn't care. But when I said, oh, God, oh, my God, what do you want me to speak to them about? And, you know, my sermons were a little bit different back then because I never had a book with me. I had my Bible, and I prayed on my way down to the jail. And I let the Holy Spirit guide me each night. And it was always good when I did that. It was never good when Ed tried to do what Ed wanted to do. But we have to allow him to teach us his ways. God loves unrighteous people. You know, and I think of Abraham. You know, when we all talk about the tests that God put him through with Isaac, right? But when God came to Abraham and said, you're going to have a child, and then he told him what he was going to do to Sodom. He's going to destroy it. And I was reading a book recently by one of our general superintendents, and he opened my eyes to something in that. He opened my eyes to something like that. He didn't have to tell Abraham he was going to do something. He doesn't owe us. No, he's God. But he told Abraham what he was going to do. And Abraham responded. Not as I've read it in the past as a negotiation. You know, you're asking me to pay you $5,000 for that car. How about I give you $4? No, you know, going back and forth. No. It was intercessory prayer. It was an intercessory prayer. He was praying for unrighteous people. Because God wanted Abraham to know that Abraham could care about the people that God cared about. Yes, he still destroyed Sodom. But it wasn't because he hated the people. It's because they were too far gone. They were too far gone. But Abraham came through that knowing that he could care about what God cared about. When we submit, and only then can he guide us along the right paths for his name's sake. Only then. And that's what he asked from us. We can think about all these things we can do for God, all these things we can give God, but really, he wants your heart. He wants you to bow your heart to him and say, God, what do you want me to do? Don't bless my ministry. Give me a ministry that you are blessing. There's a difference there. And it's not for our harm, but it's for our good. That we submit to God. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. He guides you along the right paths for his name's sake.
Amen.
He just wants our heart. He wants us to submit. He wants us to be in his will, not to try and bend his will to ours. Man, that's catastrophe right there. If he gives you everything you asked for, man, you would not be happy. But he won't do that. For his name's sake, let him lead you along the right paths. Would you stand with me as we pray in closing? Father God, Lord, we come to you right now. Lord, we're so grateful to you that you have allowed us to come together today. And Father, as we see that you love us, Lord, you love us enough to die for us. You loved us. Jesus loved us enough to submit to the Father for our sake. Lord, let us follow you for your sake. Let us submit to you for your sake. Not for our own. Not so our light shines, but so your light shines through us. Teach us your paths, Lord. Let us walk on your path. Be a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our pathway, Lord. Father, help us to go along the right paths this day, Lord. Help us to go along the right paths. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Maplewood Nazarene Podcast. Maplewood Nazarene is affiliated with the Global Church of the Nazarene, a Wesleyan Holiness denomination with congregations all across the world. If you are in Springfield, look us up at 110 Lawnview Avenue, or you can find us on Facebook or at www.maplewoodnazarene.org.